It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Claret and Blue podcast. I'm your host, Dan Rowlandson, joined by John Townley from Podimore Heath. John, we're here today to talk about Ollie Watkins and why he should be this year's Premier League Player of the Season. Do you disagree?
No.
That was almost
like a trick question. You'd say, do you agree?
Like a double negative.
Yeah, first podcast of the day, first question of the day. I couldn't get that wrong.
This feels to me like, and I'm going to get it out of the way first of all, with the usual kind of like, we don't get enough attention, boo-hoo. If Ollie Watkins was doing this exact season in an Arsenal shirt, a Man United shirt, a Chelsea shirt even possibly, he would be the shoe-in for it already. Yeah. The bookies odds, which don't really make a massive difference, have him at 20-1 and like one of the like eighth or ninth in the list.
Yeah,
Cole Palmer, I think, is one of the favourites. He has scored a lot of goals, but really his contributions to Chelsea finishing 7th or 8th, more impressive than what Watkins is doing for Villa?
No.
Not for me.
No, Watkins is having the best individual season in the Premier League. And yeah, you can point to Palmer and even players like Rodri or Declan Rice if Arsenal win the league and you say, you know, they're or they have been instrumental to their seasons. But Watkins is more goal contributions than anybody else in the Premier League as of this podcast. Obviously double figures for both, tremendous campaign, and it's I think it takes someone to actually watch all of his games as well, or not even watch a few of his games, to realise, as Areola said and as Emery says and as we have always said, he's much more than numbers, and that's the key point. You know, you look at someone like Declan Rice, who obviously isn't about numbers, Rodri, who isn't about numbers, they're just instrumental in their positions. Well, so is Ollie Watkins. If you took 10 goals away from Watkins, firstly, we would have less points, but his influence would still be incredibly important. You know, we would still be saying, what a season Watkins is having. So you can work on the whole influence side as, you know, fantastic, but then also his numbers are staggeringly good, like to a level that I haven't seen from an Aston Villa striker in my lifetime, I don't think. You know, Benteke scored a lot of goals, but don't know how many assists he had. And yes, he was key for hold-up play and pinning defenders or whatever, but so is Watkins in a different way. How he can run in behind, stretch defences. As we saw at the weekend, Zabani, I've said in the previous podcast, you know, he's a very good defender. First half, it was a good battle. Second half, Watkins taught him a lesson. So yeah, tremendous season for Watkins, and you know, I presume we'll go on to talk about other candidates potentially. But without a shadow of a doubt, player of the season for me. I said it after the Fulham game that we won 2-1 when he scored two goals. Kind of thought, yeah, you know what, his numbers are that good and we are that close towards the end of the season. The running as such, my running was like 20 games ago, wasn't it? So yeah, I kind of crowned him as my player of the season so far, and now we're so close to the end of the season, it's going to take something like almighty for someone else to kind of dethrone him, I suppose, in my head.
Yeah. Just as an aside, Christian Benteke got 4 assists in the season. He scored 19 Premier League goals for us. So,
It's like nearly 10 fewer than Watkins. And again, you know, we were reporting back then.
Yeah. On that stat of Ollie Watkins being the only Premier League player with double figures for both goals and assists, I saw this from Martin Lawrence on Twitter a couple of days ago. Ollie Watkins is still the only player to do that, and he achieved that feat 11 weeks ago. I saw a stat yesterday which really confused me from the fancy Premier League Twitter saying, did you see this?
No, but I hope it's a really complicated stat because you basically outed yourself.
No, it's not. It really isn't complicated at all. It was that Ollie Watkins can get over 20 goals and assists this season and be only the third player to do it behind Henry and Suarez. And I was thinking, bloody hell, what a great stat that is. It had something like 19 goals and 17 assists. And I was thinking, surely it's not 17 assists, it's only about 10 or 11, and I checked and I think it's 12. Mm-hmm. So to get 20 assists with four games to go is going to be tough. 20 goals, yes. But FPL counts an assist differently to how the actual league does.
If they hit the post to win a penalty.
They win a penalty and if a shot is saved and deflected and someone scores, I think that's an assist on Fantasy Premier League. Which you can't. Yeah. So I was like, bloody hell, what a season this will be for him to get 20 goals and 20 assists.
If he does, we'll count it.
Yeah, absolutely. If the Fantasy Premier League is counting it, we are. Suarez is with something like 34 goals and 25 assists or something mental.
Outrageous.
What a season that was. But yeah, even if he doesn't do that, which let's face it, he's not, he will get 20 goals. I'm pretty convinced of that. He needs one more in four games. Yeah. He's on 12 assists. He could probably get another two or three of those. If Watkins ends this season on 21, 22 goals and 13 or 14 assists, how is that? And if Villa finish fourth, how is that not the player of the season?
I know.
Come on.
It's staring them in the face. Again, I'm not actually sure we should have probably seen this before, but who actually votes for the player of the season. I know there's like an award given by Football Writers, which I can vote in, and I voted for Watkins, obviously. But I don't know. I mean, I'd prefer that award to be voted, and I believe one of them is voted from players, and then maybe the other one's for managers. Maybe I'm not too sure, but that's the proper award, you know.
I believe from a quick Google that it's a panel of people.
Right.
Vote for it, including ex-players and stuff like that. So, Alan Shearer, Andy Townsend, Ryan Giggs, Kelly Cates, Glenn Hoddle. There's just a few names.
But I think a lot of former pros
I think the easy route is what we said the other day for Emery Manager of the Year. It will go to whoever wins the title.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And I think player of the season will go to one of the individuals that wins the title, so a Rice or a Rodri.
I don't know how to put it, but the panel needs to be made up of maybe even former managers or something, to be honest, because I know the game better than anyone else. You know, it's but he deserves it, and the point we probably should have raised first is he hasn't even scored a penalty this season.
I know. So. Okay, so the stat I just mentioned about him being the only player to get double figures in goals and assists. Mm. Leon Bailey is only one assist away from joining him, so he could be the second player to do it. And for two Villa players to do that is incredible. Mm. You'd kind of think, well, if a Villa player was to do this, it's probably because he's like the main man and he's like the Benteke. Yep. It's him or nobody. The fact that Villa could have two players to do that is madness. Well, save talking about the Golden Boot for a sec. I just wanted to talk This is almost like, here's something I saw this week and wanted to talk about. Did you see the clip of him coming off the pitch or off into the tunnel after the game?
Yeah, did you?
And he was like, oh, have I not scored? That is the mentality that has got Ollie Watkins to where he is now. Like, he's had probably one of his best performances for us, in my opinion, in terms of build-up play and stuff. He's got two assists, but his mentality is, have I not scored there? And that's what creates this winning mentality, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And there it's was not settling for, I've had a great game, so no, I want more.
Yeah, it would have been, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before the end, before full time, I can't quite remember, when Watkins kind of goes through and he cuts inside. Maybe he could have passed it, but he really wanted that goal, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. I don't mind that, dude. Like, if that was 1-1.
If we're winning by two goals, I don't mind it.
Yeah, if there's something on the game, you pass it, and I think he does, but at that point, he's probably thinking, I'm one goal away. I'm going to be a bit greedy. Like, yeah, that's fine. But
yeah, he's worked his socks off to do the kind of collective effort as such, and then his individual effort, which is to win the golden boot. With two goals off, we were winning that game, so don't blame him for that at all, no. But it's a shame he couldn't have got that goal, because he has got a lot of competition, say he doesn't take penalties as well, which is a shame, because Cole Palmer might win it with 12 penalties or something, which is, you know, is that really...
All right, let's do the golden boot chat now, because you brought the penalties up. Mm-hmm. He's obviously on 19 goals, Watkins. Haaland is top with 20, which is not, you know, it's perfectly feasible that Watkins gets another 3 or 4 and does beat Haaland. Palmer is on 19 as well, I think, or 18. Obviously, like you say, he's... I don't want to boil him down to say he's a penalty merchant, but a lot of his goals are penalties.
Yeah, so a lot of them are. Yeah.
In that instant, yes. Should penalties count towards the golden boot?
Yeah. They should.
Okay. I thought you were going to say no. you ruined that segment.
No, they should, because it's still something to dispatch a penalty. Like we all said about Watkins taking 2 minutes to take his penalty against Lille, and what a moment, you know, deserves praise for that. So we can't then say, oh yeah, but they don't matter. They do matter. It's just half of Palmer's goals. That's quite...
That's what I mean. If it was only two or three.
That's quite something. Like,
for it to be that many.
I know. It
feels a little...
It feels wrong.
Exactly.
It
yeah.
feels wrong. But you can't not count penalties. It wouldn't sit right with me. You know.
I suppose if Cole Palmer was our player or Watkins had scored 10 penalties, you go, well, of course they count.
But you'd still say that it just doesn't feel right. I mean, maybe there should be a cut off if you're allowed a maximum of 5 penalties to win the golden boot.
Maybe.
I don't even think that would be harsh.
Maybe they can count in the top goal scoring charts, but if you are the golden boot winner, you can only allow a maximum of a few penalties to get you over the line.
Like you're only allowed 5 penalties towards that award.
Yeah. Right,
and I don't think that's harsh, really, because if you're a top scorer, you're going to score goals anyway, and you wouldn't mind, I guess. So yeah, that's a shame. That could count towards Watkins at the end of the season, because if he misses out by 1 or 2 and he hasn't even taken a penalty this season, this will be remembered as the season where, at least by Villa fans, where one of our players lost the golden boot because of a penalty on the final day for Cole Palmer. You know, it's a bit crushing that would be for Watkins.
Do you think he, obviously crystal ball stuff here, do you think he will win it, golden boot? How many, there's only 4 games left.
Yeah,
his mentality is, I want to score in every game. I'm gunning for this.
I certainly wouldn't bet against him. I don't know whether he will or not, because you have Haaland, who I think is a bit of an injury doubt at the moment, but they've got a few more games in us, City. And
he could score 5 goals in one game, couldn't he?
Yeah, and Palmer wins or has penalties. So, I don't know for sure, of course, but I certainly wouldn't be ruling him out. I think if he scores 4 goals, that would put him in a really good position. Mm. We have 4 games left, so... There's every chance that he can get 2 goals in one game.
Yeah.
Our games are tricky, though. I know I'm kind of going into a different episode here, but Chelsea are a wounded animal, and they either play well against good teams or very badly, as we saw on Tuesday night. Liverpool at home, we don't know what state Liverpool will be in. Do they have to win that to stay in the title race for the final day? I don't know. Brighton away, Watkins has a good record against Brighton.
Yeah.
But they're no mugs away, at home especially. And on the final day, Palace... But by the final day, we would have already played 3 games, so Watkins would have to score his goals in those games. So it's it's going to be still a difficult ask for Watkins, but what a position for Villa to be in, knowing that their striker is going for the golden boot, and he's not going to be selfish. He's not one of those players, as we said.
No.
2 goals up, maybe he'll try and score the goal rather than pass. But that's a striker that's hungry and even more determined to get his goals.
Yeah, it is tight. Palmer actually has 20 as well.
20,
I thought he only had 18
yeah.
for some reason. Haaland and Palmer 20, Watkins 19, Solanke 18. Isak and Salah 17, Bowen a little bit further behind 15. Mm. You know, Isak could score a hat trick at some point and fly up to 20.
Newcastle's fixtures are quite nice as well.
Yeah. But again, I've got the Premier League website in front of me, and Watkins is the top of the assists with 12, two ahead of Gross and Trippier,
yeah.
Three ahead of Alvarez and Bailey. The assist one looks more likely. I feel like that's more achievable for some reason.
Do you get a silver boot or something for assists?
Golden boot for goals, silver boot for assists.
Yeah, I think it's just the...
I don't think
you don't get an award. It's just
the golden glove, isn't
there?
You're
just known as... If you go on the stats website, it'll come up as Watkins is the top.
Yeah, I don't think many people care about the top assist.
No, top goal contributions is a kind of a modern swing, I suppose. Yeah. But that's quite... I think that should be... Maybe an award these days.
What would you get for that?
Ooh, great question.
the diamond boot.
Yeah, that would almost be better than the golden boot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, but you've done a bit of both.
Exactly. Ooh, maybe you should get two boots.
Yeah.
It's like you've done both.
Maybe a golden boot and a silver boot. Let us know in the comments down below what boot you should get for.
Or maybe a ball.
The golden ball?
Golden ball, yeah.
Is that a thing, though? Isn't that like the best young player or something?
The Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, maybe Ballon like ball. A Premier League golden ball, because it's kind of like you're an all-rounder, literally, you know.
Yeah, okay. Whole,
you know,
so Ollie Watkins could get the newly crowned golden ball this year the Premier League.
If you want to come to our live show, we'll give you it there. If we've got budget for that.
I can ask.
Watkins or the ball.
Neither,
a Kinder surprise.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We obviously talk a little bit about the all-time Premier League goal-scoring record for Aston Villa. Gabby Abolahor still got 74 goals. I say still got, as if it's going to have changed.
Gabby hasn't scored for ages.
Yeah, what a duck he's got to break. What a long drought he's been
that
on.
That is a drought.
Ollie Watkins has 59. Dwight York in second place has 60.
Yep.
So you'd expect Ollie Watkins to go second place this season, this weekend, potentially. He will then only be... Well, he's 14 away from tying with Gabby, so theoretically, he should be doing that next season.
Yeah.
If he scores less than 14 goals, I'm not going to say he's had a bad season because he could get 15 assists, but you know, from goal scoring terms, like that's about par for Watkins, isn't it? He's always had around that mark, 13, 14,
yeah,
15.
He's a 20 goal striker under Unai Emery.
Yeah, exactly. So for him to get less than 14 next year would be a disappointment, let's say at least. So this time next year, Ollie Watkins should be Aston Villa's all time Premier League top scorer. Yeah. And that is some achievement as well.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And considering that he's actually done it in a quick amount of time as well,
it took Gabby about 15 years to get that many.
Yeah, and it's still an achievement for Gabby to do it, for sure. You know, he gets a lot of kind of...
Yeah,
but
Gabby should be touching 100. that's a conversation for another
day. Yeah, I know, but he's still there and he's still done it. I haven't. as if that matters. Watkins, yeah, he's done it in a quick amount of time, actually. And I remember sitting here early this season or something, thinking, oh, he's probably going to have to stay with us for another few years to break that record.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, no, it's next season. In a weird way, you kind of want it to be a bit further out.
So he'll stay anyway.
I don't know. Maybe there's interest in Watkins in the summer, but you know, Villa wouldn't part with him unless it's a huge offer. Mega offer. He's just signed a new deal.
You're talking well over.
He has the carrot of becoming the club's all-time goal scorer. So I think it would have to take something quite monumental for that to happen.
You're talking world record fees for Villa. Not saying that he's worth it, because I know people say, oh, "How's he worth that much?" But to Villa, to entertain it, you're talking 150 million.
Yeah,
in my eyes.
So we know about the PSR stuff. We know that, you know, Villa received bids big bids for their players, they won't just bat them away straight away. They're going to have to think long and hard about what they want to do with the squad and what funds they could make. And that doesn't have to be from a top player. It could be from other players. So we'll see what level of interest there is in Watkins, if any, because as I say, it's going to take a mammoth effort from someone to even try. He's just signed a new deal. Watkins is so happy at Villa anyway. He's doing everything he wants to. He's hopefully going to get Champions League football. He'll hopefully have silverware in the bag, with the scope of doing more of that next season and breaking the club's all time.
And the golden ball.
The golden ball. Hopefully the golden boot as well. it's all in his... All at his feet, I suppose you'd say. Like, yeah, he's got everything that he needs here. So it's like a perfect situation. We have a world-class striker, one of the best strikers in the world, and that isn't something that I think we would have thought we'd be saying about Watkins at the start of the season. We knew we had a top player and someone who's incredibly important, but it wasn't long ago that we were thinking about, oh, do we need to upgrade in this position? Does he need more competition? Does he need this and that? When actually Emery and Rodri, the individual coach, have looked at him and said, this is what you need to work on to become this level of player. And he's just done it pretty seamlessly. Obviously, a lot of hard work, but I wouldn't say it happened overnight, but his development has just gone from there to there so quickly. And it's scary to think how we can get to there, you know, what player that would be. So, terrific season for Watkins, and his development's been brilliant under Emery.
Yeah, what a lovely little chat that was to praise our world-class striker. If you've enjoyed this video, do let us know. Get involved in the comment section down below with your thoughts. Do remember that this podcast is sponsored by NordVPN, and there is a link to the best discount code available in our description below. John, thanks for your time. As always, thank you for watching or listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.